From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, you're listening to Idaho Matters, and I'm Gemma Gaudette. The StoryCorps mobile tour is back in Boise. It's continuing its mission to preserve and share humanity's stories by recording interviews Idahoans have with their family and their friends. And the Idaho StoryCorps project is back, bringing us excerpts from some of your stories. And today, we wanted to share with you this story from Lisa Sanchez. She was the first Latina to campaign for and win a seat on the Boise City Council. She sat down with her good friend, Malacela Pusina, to talk about one of the lowest moments of her life, which actually turned into one of her most hopeful moments. Let's take a listen.
The issues that I spoke about when I was campaigning for city council in 2017, the first time, had a lot to do with the recession that we all survived, or that I'm happy to say I survived, but it was difficult for a lot of people. And I talked about things that you're not supposed to talk about in polite company. I talked about having to sell my blood at the biomat on Overland to purchase food and to put gas in the car. I talked about dumpster diving at a fruit stand after hours to get food, because I was working at the state of Idaho. I was working as a civil rights investigator with the Human Rights Commission here in Idaho. And so even though I on the surface, I looked like I had it all together, when it came down to it, no, I was struggling. And I'd say one of the lowest moments for me at that period of time was, I remember driving to work and I looked at the gas gauge and it was on fumes. And I thought, I'm going to have to pull over and just put in what I've got in my purse. And I don't know if you remember this, Maricela, but prior to the last recession, our society trusted people to pump their gas first and then pay inside with cash if they were going to pay with cash. Well, because people were so desperate, you know, 10, 12 years ago, people were gassing and dashing, and that policy is not the same. You, if you're going to pay with cash, you have to pay inside first, and then you can pump your gas.
Yes.
So I remember going inside, and I knew I didn't have any folding money in my wallet, and I just dumped all this change out on the counter. And like, however much change that is, that's how much gas I'm putting in, because it was expensive, like kind of like it's been recently. And I remember seeing this little hand reach over and put about $3 on top of my pile of change. And it was a skater kid. And he looks at me and he goes, gas is expensive, miss. That's why I ride a skateboard. God bless. And Maricela, I remember that was one of the lowest moments of my life. I just remember thinking, wow, I really screwed up. How is this happening to me? I have a college degree. I speak two languages. I work for the state of Idaho. I own a home. I have a car. But what I don't have is $5 for 1 gallon of gas. And it was also simultaneously one of the most hopeful moments in my life, because I realized, you know what? I don't know why this is happening to me. I know I'm not the only one, but thank goodness it's happening to me in a place like Boise, Idaho, where there is a family that has raised a young person to be observant enough and conscientious enough and generous enough and gracious enough to see that somebody in their midst needs help. And then they offer that help, and they do it in such a way that leaves the person feeling uplifted and not pitied. Because I think about what the young man said to me. Gas is expensive, miss. That's why I ride a skateboard. And what he was saying to me in phrasing it that way is, this is about the circumstance and not about you. You didn't do anything wrong. This is just the situation we're all in, and here, I'm going to help you. And that was my first campaign speech, me sharing that with people. And that's how I believe I was able to win my first race, because I was willing, I think, to tell the truth about my lived experience. And I think that's something that, you know, despite the fact that the majority of people who live in Boise, Idaho are white, like 80-something percent white, they still found something that they could relate to with me, a short, fat Mexican-American renter. And it says something about the communities that we live in. And I think the times that we're living in, Maricela, that people are turning to people like us, people who have not traditionally been in these leadership roles. In the past, it's been Latino men. Mm-hmm. Now, it's Latinas like us. And part of it is because the work that I do at the city as the only renter, as the only person who is low income serving on that council, is I bring those challenges, those difficult moments to my decision making. I realize that there's a reason why I had to go through the challenges of the last recession so that I could relate to my constituents, so I could understand their pain, because I feel it too.
De colores, de colores se vistan los campos en la primavera.
That was Boise City Council member Lisa Sanchez speaking with her friend Marisela Messina. They recorded their conversation at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Boise State Public Radio. You can hear more Idaho StoryCorps voices on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.
Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí.